You may be seated for a minute. I'm not going to speak very long, but I've been asked to say a few words in tribute to for Jim's 40th. We want to thank God particularly for him and for his vocation, and you people at Nativity are so blessed to have him at this time of his life. I myself, as he mentioned at the beginning, I am from Cascade as well, but Jim is about 2 years younger than me, but it seems like many years, and he was ordained 6 years after myself. We were both ordained at St. Mary's Church in Cascade by Archbishop Byrne. The years have gone by very rapidly. As many of you know, when you're older, you don't know the people who are younger as well as the ones that were older than you. I don't know if Jim knew me or not, but I was telling Deacon Steve before, my first experience with Jim and his family was when my father and I, we had a milk route and we couldn't make it up the Goose Hill where his family farm was right there. And we went and spent a little time in the kitchen that day on that winter day when the icy roads, and his dad was able to pull us out. And I'm very happy now today that maybe I'll get to know more of his family. I do know his brother that's on the home place and his wife, and some of the others. But I would like to say that I think one thing that would capture Jim, at least in my mind, as a follower of Jesus and a disciple and a priest, is following the Master as one who serves. Jesus said he came not to be served, but to serve and give his life for others. And that's certainly what Jim has done, especially during these last 40 years as a priest. He's always put himself at the service of Christ in the church and been very open to whatever the Lord was calling him to do. He mentioned what he's done throughout his priesthood, but he was very generous in volunteering to go to South America to our mission parish at San Rafael in Cochabamba, and he went there from 81 to 85, is that right? Oh, 86. 86 is when he came back and then went eventually to Holy Ghost. Around that time, he came into our priest support group, and it's been a real privilege to get to know him through that. And throughout these years, he has so generously served God and his people. We know he's a tireless worker. Those of you who read his column in the Nativity bulletin each week know that he is always on the go. I myself have tried to get him to slow down a little bit since he is getting older. He could retire this fall, but he has generously decided that he would stay on here at Nativity, and you're very blessed to have it. One of the things that brought him here was the fact that he wanted to be closer to his family, and his family means so much to him, and it's wonderful in your later years that you can have family around to support you. I myself was only blessed with one sister, and she lives in Texas part of the year and the other in Minnesota, but he's so blessed to have so many in the area, yet most of it in Cascade, and I hope to get to know more of you better. You at Nativity know what a compassionate spirit he has and how he truly reaches out to people, and he has such a gentle, humble heart. So we are so pleased that he could have 40 years so far, but hopefully many in the future, to serve. We know he also likes to have fun. He's a wicked card player. That's how I know him particularly, too, because we have a lot of fun playing cards. We play at the Villa, and I've invited him to take a little break and come over there. We play on Fridays, and we have a great game of six-handed euchre. We also have played bridge together. I know he likes to golf, but I think as he gets older, maybe that's more work for him now than it used to be. And he loves to play basketball, but he had to give that up a couple years also ago because I think our bodies tell us those are not games to play when you're in your late 60s. Anyway, I know that we are so privileged that he can continue to serve here and to serve God in this special way. And I thank him as a brother priest and certainly as a friend that we can share in the ministry of Christ. Thank you, and let us truly celebrate and thank God for him today on his 40th anniversary.
Let us pray.